The truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the first day of June. The prepper tip of the day is get yourself and everybody on your team a pair of electronic earmuffs. When you put them away, you're not going to use them for a day or two. Be sure to remove the batteries. I've had several pairs damaged and taken out of service because I left the batteries in, and the batteries leak and they cause damage, and then you just got a pair of regular earmuffs. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green with us, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His excellent books. I recommend all his books. 3 books he authored, 3 books he co-authored at Amazon.com. And as I said a moment ago, his website's jrnyquist.blog. Excellent, excellent website that you can subscribe, pay a little bit of money there to help Jeff in his endeavors. Al, you got anything else? Any other questions for us, sir?
Yeah, I was wanting to hear Leon Green's thing, and especially since he's been on the water for a few years, whether or not he's ever seen anything fly into the water or come out of the water. Now, I have seen UFOs myself, but that only means unidentified flying object, and it was very quick, and it happened right beside of. I've seen it twice in my life, 3 times actually in my life, and that I can't, you know, I don't know where it came from or anything like that. I know we have a lot of technology. I've seen some technology that most people has probably never seen in the battlefield, but I was privy to get a hold of it before anybody else, before it ever even was well known. But I was wondering what Leon, you know, if he's ever had an experience, or what his thoughts are.
Yes, sir. I have had an experience. I was actually with a friend of mine, and that was in high school. But I lived near a Air Force base in Illinois, Chinook Air Force Base, and we were out in a cornfield, and we saw, you know, something that was quite bizarre, and it just stayed in the, it just hovered in the air for, at, you know, a distance of a mile or so, and it wasn't as large. You know, it, obviously, it wasn't a military flight. There was no noise attached to it, and it flickered, but it wasn't a satellite. So when I joined the Navy, I did not see anything thereafter, and I would have loved to have seen, you know, the video coverage that we see now, that, you know, that they're, you know, doing Mach 1 and entering the water and coming out. So they've been talking about this for years in Disclosure and Project Blue Book. And so it is disappointing, but I know biblically that, you know, they're going to talk about this in the end days. You know, people are going to see things in the firmament and in the heavens. So it would be awesome if they release this in the next 30 days, but whether they do it, I think it's just used as a distraction to keep people away from talking about their, you know, what's actually happening in government and what's happening to our rights. So, you know, it's almost like they roll this out, like Pat had said, down, and is they bring it out as a distraction, and whether it is, you know, trying to avert World War III is conjecture. But it just seems like they are mandated. The president did the first one, in which it was also supposed to be released to DNI, and, you know, that was supposed to come out 6 months ago, but that report was squashed, just like all the other reports. So, you know, I don't know the answer, and I didn't personally see anything of the same magnitude that these naval aviators saw off the coast of California and also off of Florida. So it is great to see that they are not portrayed as a bunch of kooks, and they are... And it seems like Fox is bringing out the most. So I don't know what to say other than it just seems like it is just a convenient distraction whenever things get too heated, if they're trying to keep us away from talking about, you know, all the vax deaths and things of that nature. So I don't know what else to say, Al.
Well, I have to agree with you 100%. It might be a distraction also from this election count, you know, an investigation. So, but I totally agree, and I'll let you move on. I thank y'all.
Okay, thanks for the call, Al. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, I have no doubt that our military has aircraft that is not publicly known. The evidence I've seen is, to me anyway, clear and convincing. And Jeff, if we are able to keep something secret like that, not only from the world, but from the Russians and Chinese, to go public with it at a certain time, to show that we have aircraft that can have these remarkable capabilities, may give us an edge in the geopolitical discourse that takes place around the world, couldn't it, sir?
It could. I was at a two-day conference 20 years ago on North Korea, and I happened to pool back and forth to the conference at it was at the George Bush Center at Texas A&M, and one of the guys that was stayed at the same hotel as I was one of our lead diplomats in negotiating with the North Koreans and Chinese. And somebody in the during the van ride asked him what his interesting diplomatic experience was, and it had to do with UFOs. He said that the Chinese, during a negotiation some years back, were absolutely insisting on the U.S. giving them the U.S. Information on UFOs. And he was shocked because he didn't know there was any information to give. And the Chinese, uh-huh, you know, were really insistent and believed there was. And they were extremely hot to have it.
Amazing. Amazing. That's very telling in itself. Our next caller is Laura in Michigan. Good morning, Laura.
Hello, gentlemen. I had to tell you, you have to look in the Bible in Ezekiel 37. I believe in Ezekiel, they're describing a UFO. It's a vehicle. Don't forget, back then, they only had two-wheeled carts. So they had to describe something they've never seen before. It's a vehicle with an amber color, which would be highly colored bronze. And it said it moved, and the people moved not. Like when you're at the airport, you see a plane taxiing, the plane's moving, but the people are just sitting there in the plane. So maybe you want to check that out, Ezekiel 37. See if you think that's a UFO.
Okay. Anything else, Laura?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, it was referencing the Bible to things that, to me, are obviously references to high technology, and anybody's looked at archaeology as I have, and I'm not sure about Jeff and Leon, but our ancestors did possess high technology 12,000 years ago, and that's evidenced by nuclear devices being set off on this planet 12,000 years ago, the ability to genetically modify grains, as evidenced by spelt, which is a common grain now found in breads and grocery stores. Spelt is a genetically modified organism, and the spelt we're buying today is the exact same spelt that they found and dug up from 6,000 years ago, a genetically modified grain that is, by the way, highly radiation resistant. So, Jeff, this whole planet of ours seems to, in my opinion, go through cycles of rising up to high levels of technology, only to be smashed back down in the mud again. Do you have any response to that, sir?
Well, the ancient historian Polybius, there's a fragment of Polybius, and of course everybody knows about the fragments from Plato, but it's quite impressive. I like ancient literature, and it shocked me. He said that mankind had built civilizations up more than once before, and catastrophes had wiped it out.
Right.
And it come back from very few numbers,
right,
which was a very intriguing thing for him to have said. Of course, he had access. He was an avid reader, traveled to Egypt, had access to documents. He was writing in the middle of this, in the 2nd century BC, when a lot of the papyrus in Egypt had not degenerated as yet. It was during
that period
they were losing a lot of their documents.
And the library at Alexandria was still intact at the time.
Right.
If he had access to the Library of Alexandria, he had access to the real deal, the real ancient documents, which I'm pretty sure, I can't prove it, but I'm pretty sure that when the Roman government burned that library, they just burned the old tax records and things people didn't care about, and they took back to Rome all the important documents and books to do with engineering, mathematics, science, and medicine. The Romans weren't idiots. They knew what was valuable, and I doubt that they destroyed anything.
What happens there when Caesar was trapped in Rome and the Egyptians brought in a fleet, he set a fire to the Egyptian fleet to relieve himself of, he was at that moment besieged, and the flames accidentally, Romans didn't intentionally burn the library, the flames spread from the fleet, from the harbor, into the library, and I don't think it burned all the books, but it did quite a bit of damage, and that was, you know, like 60 BC, or not 60, but 50-something BC.
So Julius Caesar was at Alexandria, Egypt, when the Egyptian navy came at him.
It was his firing their navy that caused the Alexandria library to burn. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a new take on that I had not heard before.
That's in any standard history of Julius Caesar's campaigns. That was during the Civil War. He had gone to Egypt to following Pompey after he beat Pompey. Pompey had fled to Egypt, and when he got to Egypt, they had Pompey's head in a basket, and they gave it to him. And he was sickened by that. He fell out with the Egyptians, and he ended up at war with them because Egypt at the time was an independent country, you know, ruled by Cleopatra and her brother, who were teenage kids, basically.
Uh-huh.
But it was really their advisors that were ruling the place.
Uh-huh. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. What do you think happened to the unburned documents and books at the Alexandria Library?
Well, we know that there were some commentaries. You know, most of the ancient literature was destroyed in the fall of the Roman Empire. So we have very little. We have only, you know, fragments of things. We don't have the complete works of Aristotle or Polybius, or, you know, we have certain things more or less complete, but we lost a huge amount. And we do know that, the Peri-Reis maps, you had Professor Hapgood and the maps of the ancient sea kings. There were copies made of things at the Alexandria Library, which included maps that showed the continent of Antarctica ice-free.
Right.
And showed the Americas. Things that Columbus had access to something. We don't know what he got. But what triggered the Italian Renaissance is that a lot of these documents ended up as copies in Constantinople. And when the Turks took Constantinople, this was a few decades before Columbus, a lot of these documents were, you know, people grabbed them and ran to Italy with them. And so that's part of what fueled the Italian Renaissance, is some of these ancient manuscripts and maps and things. And some of these things were still emerging in the 20th century, like the Paris-Rhys maps that the Turks had gotten possession of. And again, right. Copied things from ancient Alexandria. So there were things that survived. You know, Alexandria was a major center of learning that was really formed by Alexander the Great. That's why it was named Alexandria, and his generals ruled Egypt after that. Cleopatra was actually a descendant of one of Alexander the Great's generals.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was the fact that Egypt had culturally degenerated. And they had such a massive papyrus. And, of course, the climate is dry there, so things are preserved. But you have, like when Solon went there, they were complaining that they were losing at that time. More, you know, they just didn't simply have the capacity to to copy the amount of data that they had. And I think what happened is there was these Greek generals who became pharaohs started working on this and really set this up. And whatever they were able to salvage is what they had access to.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. You know, the piracy, Admiral Piracy charts and maps were amazing. And Christopher Columbus did, in fact, have them. And my understanding also is that the U.S. Navy used those same charts to make slight modifications in post-World War II map of Antarctic, because they were correcting some inaccuracies. The Navy had the ability to see through the ice and see where the dirt stopped and the water began following World War II. And, ladies and gentlemen, the piracy maps show the Antarctic with no ice, which is pretty phenomenal. Our next caller is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hello, John. Good morning. I heard Glenn mentioning earlier that there were clusters of side effects that people were having due to the injections. And I think this is a very important piece of evidence. If they are coming in clusters, the second point that he made was that there could be placebo injections occurring unbeknownst to people who think they're getting the COVID jab. And I'm not sure exactly why he concludes this, but he's in the medical field, and I would be glad to get some more information on these things. I think they're kind of important. What are your comments?
You have any comments?
What do you think? I mean, John, if there's clusters of problems, does that mean there's problem batches out there? You know what I'm saying? Does that mean this is a key point in trying to analyze a problem.
Well, it is, but we don't know if there's clusters of problems or clusters in reporting of problems, do we, sir?
Yeah, it could be that there are some honest people and some dishonest people, right?
Well, honest or just lazy. You know, reporting takes some work, and
exactly.
A lot of people, you know, they do the minimum amount they have to keep their job, and they won't do a look out. I've been in any number of workplaces where somebody will say, "Well, that's not my job," even though they can do it and they got the time. That's not my job. You've seen that, haven't you, Dave?
Oh yeah. I mean, there was a guy lying beat up on the side of the road, and the priest walked by and said, "That's not my job." Right. And then finally, the guy came by and bound him up and took care of him, took him to a hotel. So yeah,
Samaritan.
Yeah.
Hey, Larry, you got a follow up on this? I guess Leon doesn't have a follow-up on it.
Were you asking me a question, John?
Say again?
Were you asking me a question?
I asked if you had a follow-up on this line here.
I'll hold on a second, John. I had some other points.
Okay. We got a break. Everybody hold on. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday morning, the 1st of June. It's our Tuesday morning roundtable with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog and Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. And Dave, you got a follow-up question or comment, sir?
Yeah, there were two good presentations in quite different ballparks. One is Dr. Mercola with Judy Mikovits and Stephanie Sennett, May 27th. I heard a little extra noise there. But in this video, Stephanie Sennett has written a 40-page paper that she discussed earlier with Mercola, regarding, I think, the Moderna documents on how they put together their mRNA in molecular detail, okay? And Judy Mikovits hadn't read that article prior to this, but she was in on the call. And she explains, I mean, there's a boatload of molecular biology and cellular information and about the immunological system. Basically, she's saying that everything they did to make this spike protein, and it's a modified spike protein that is generated in these vaccine jabs, is different than that on the COVID-19, and it could be 1,000 times more potent for various reasons. Furthermore, it would the mRNA, I think they were saying, would persist because they made it GC-rich domains, which couldn't be broken down easily by the enzymes in the body, and they also use the modified one of the nucleosides bases. That there's usually four considered, but there's actually five. There's uridine. So they have a chemically modified uridine that they're using, which again would inhibit breakdown by natural enzymes in the body. So they have a persistent source of this code. And the second, the other video, does anyone want to comment on that video? Maybe you've seen it. Maybe you heard about it. I don't know.
I'd rather do it myself.
Yeah.
Jeff, have you seen it?
I haven't seen the video, but
no, I haven't.
But
okay. Go ahead, Leon.
But Mike Adams did talk about there was a reject batch that came out of New Jersey in which the people who were making it made severe mistakes and they couldn't sell it to the Americans. So what did O'Biden say? He offered
give it to India.
India, but also to South America. So there are several countries down there. He said, hey, we're going to give you $15 million. And so that just shows the ethics that, you know, it's not good enough for us in America, but they can poison the Indians or South Americans. So I think it's tragic. And that was pretty much covered up, too. But Mike Adams has that on his website.
Oh, that's what they wanted to do with the dangerous AstraZeneca one, too. Send it to the third world. So,
yep.
Yeah, so the other video, this came by way of the suggestion of Ingrid Castle, who's a vaccine lady here. She mentioned Sophia Smallstorm, and I looked her up, and I found this video that she's being interviewed by this guy, Justin Stellman, and the title of it is What You Need to Know, and that was in October of 2020. She's talking about the blockchain. Linking everybody to the blockchain in new financial system where they would incentivize people to make the choices that they want, like suggestions on Google or Skype or whatever. You get all these suggestions on the internet. And if you make the right choice, then they give you a small blockchain coin, small amount of blockchain. And this is what she sees them doing. She's very intelligent and she's, you know, come up with all this information. It's rather stunning. So I think while we're watching the vaccine stuff, we're missing some other stuff. And furthermore, if you listen to the Mercola Mikovits-Senef video, you will get snowed with information. I got snowed with so much microbiology that, you know, it take weeks or a month to analyze and understand in more detail what she's talking about. But sometimes you can watch those things and get some main points, which is probably the good first approach, like a first draft.
Okay.
Any other comments? And that's what I wanted to say today.
Yeah, I don't have any follow-up right now, but keep on it, Dave, and let us know what you find out.
I'll send you the video, John. You can watch it.
Okay, that sounds good, too. All right. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate the call. Our next caller is Al in West Virginia. Good morning, Al.
Yeah. Right after we got off there, I heard you and Jeff talking about this when they had that burn on the library. And from what I understand, I've never been there personally, that almost every book that's ever been published back in them days is recorded, and they are in the Vatican Library, which is a huge, huge place. I've never been there myself, but that's just what I've researched and found out. And do you also see how suspicious things are when they want to do take down a country or take down something as if okay, you remember the 1666?
Hold on, we got a break here, Al. Hold on until the break's over.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the first day of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. Lots there. You spend a lot of time there enjoying yourself, making yourself happy, making yourself sad, making yourself angry, entertaining yourself, educating yourself. Many, many hours at my website if you choose to. So check that out. And in the meantime, if you have issues with arthritis pain, check out the Energy Cleaner. It will help you. You go to sleep as good as a small child every night, the same thing. The Energy Cleaner will help you. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. This is a Tuesday morning roundtable. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. And Al, you were about to make a statement or ask a question. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was going to ask Jeff or anybody, no, anybody for that matter. I don't like to leave anybody out, but anyhow, you remember the big fire they had in London?
The London fire, the historical fire?
Yeah, 1666, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, remember all the records. What happened was it burnt the courthouse and everything where they had wherever they stored all the records and stuff of individual families, the people, you know, that was, well, it really didn't matter. That's what they claimed anyways. And since then, they always claimed that, well, we're just going to have to presume them lost at sea or dead, because if they don't come forward and show that they're still alive, then we're just going to have to take care of their estate. Do you remember that?
I don't myself.
Not
Jeff?
Specifically.
Okay, yeah. Well, they still revised that Act, 1666 SESTQV Act, all the time. I think the last time I remember it being revised was in 87, but it still stands today in just about every country, I believe. But when I was studying law...
What stands in every country?
Excuse me?
What stands in every country?
It's called a SESTQV Act, 1666 SESTQV Act.
And what does that act proclaim? And it's in most every country.
Well, what it says is that, see, at the time back then, except for, I think China was the only one that probably wasn't involved, but anyhow, it proclaimed that everybody was either dead or lost at sea. And until they can prove that they're alive, they want to control their estate. You can look it up, study it yourself. I mean, it's out, it's around. I'm sure I had it in law books, so I'm sure it's somewhere out there. I'm sure. But anyhow, to try to get short, so I don't take up too much time on the show. If you come forward, you see, in other words, they had, that's what gave them so much jurisdiction over a people. They converted them into fictions. So you can look it up yourself. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, but you can check it out and look up yourself. I figured Jeff, being a researcher he is and as much knowledge, I figured he would know something about it. I don't know if Leon does or not.
I've never heard of this myself. Jeff, have you ever heard of this, Act of 1666?
No, I'm not really familiar with that.
Okay. Well, it's okay.
It's called the SESTQV Act. Well, that's the way I pronounce it in my language here. So anyhow, you can look it up and read it, and it's very interesting. It really, okay. And they, like I said, they still revise it today in the United States.
Well, it seems like I would have heard of that if it was taking place in this country. Dave,
well, it's not something they want you to know too much about, but it's anyhow, it's there. All right, well, I'll let you go. Thanks.
Okay, Al, thank you. Our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning again, gentlemen. Wanted to do a little quick clarification for Dave. First of all, I wanted to mention, Leon mentioned AstraZeneca vaccine being sent to South America. I saw an article that says that now that we're sending 1 million doses of the J&J vaccine to South Korea. With friends like that, who needs enemies? It's the AstraZeneca and the J&J vaccines that are most known for these clotting issues. As to the question of the injectable sterile saline placebos, that was, there's actually a clip of Bill Gates talking about that at a press conference in the past 2 weeks, where he was annoyed that supposedly sterile saline placebos had not been available sooner, which I strongly doubt, actually, because that's so easy to prepare. But, you know, remember, the people who are receiving the vaccine are not medical patients receiving an approved medication. They are voluntary test subjects. And when you run a test, you know, and you're doing double-blind studies and stuff like that, you have a placebo control group and you have the group getting the medication and that sort of thing. So we don't really know, you know, who's getting saline and who's getting vaccine and all that sort of thing, or how wide, you know, spread that is, how large a control group might be. So that's that's not just me saying that. That's Bill Gates talking about the use of placebo, serosaline as a placebo. And then and to the question of the clusters, cluster in this sense could be chronological as well as geographic. I mean, they're seeing, like, there was 7 cases of the cerebral vein sinus thrombosis, blood vessel clots in the brain. And there were, like, one woman died from that, and I don't know if anybody else died, but there were the U.S., you know, the government said there were, like, 6 other cases that had recently cropped up. It's a relatively rare phenomenon, and yet, you know, throughout the country, within, you know, a period of weeks, they had this cluster, you know, meaning it wasn't necessarily localized, but it chronologically happened, you know, suddenly and within a few weeks. And I know over in Israel, that where the Pfizer vaccine was very heavily used early on, they were having like a cluster of carditis, the heart inflammation. And again, and not necessarily geographically connected in a small area, but it all occurred within a time frame that was unusual. So, so this could, the idea of it all happening, so it could be a particular vaccine or a particular batch of vaccines or something like that. So that's what they mean by cluster. It doesn't mean it all happened in the same small town or the same city, but they happened within a unexpectedly within a relatively short and statistically rare time frame. So okay. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Glenn. Our next caller is Murr in Wisconsin. Good morning, Murr.
Good morning. Hey, I was on the phone, but the line dropped off, which is just as well, because the chicken started a ruckus because they delivered me a couple presents. Reminded me of Jerry. Anybody hear from Jerry anymore?
No. I think he's had some health issues, and we don't know what his status is.
Yeah, well, prayers for him, and prayers for Rick Wiles and his wife, you know, from True News. He's in the hospital with oxygen. You heard about that?
Rick is in the hospital?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know. Someone had was on the mailing list, but then I looked on their Gab account, too, and they have it there. So you can look there and see. It doesn't really say what happened. So, but they had just moved to another house, and the wife is sick, too. So I'm wondering, you know, something to do with all of that. And he's, what, 67, I think. So anyway, what I called about, though, Laura said Ezekiel 37. That sounded right to me. I was sitting here reading. Uh-oh, there goes chickens again. I was sitting here reading Ezra, and so I flipped over and read 37, and it's not in there. So I was reading that, you know, skimming through the chapters around it. So I finally went online and to see exactly where it was mentioned. It's a wheel within a wheel and burl, and it's Ezekiel 1, verse 16 in particular, and Ezekiel 10, 9, and 10 in particular. And I'll get off of here because my chickens are getting rackety again. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Mer. Interesting. Our next caller is Tom in Utah. Good morning, Tom. Tom, you're on the air.
Oh, now I'm on. Okay, I heard that ash. Anyway, have you noticed how helpless you feel when you hear all the scientific bovia, how vicious this vaccine and how vicious the infection is? Makes you feel hopeless. Is it right?
I don't feel hopeless at all because I trust in my Lord Jesus and I know who wins in the end. So I'm not without hope at all, Tom. I'm sorry that you are.
Well, all the nonsense is designed to make you feel helpless. In fact, your answer to me is a correct one. If you all return to your Genesis, that was the program that you were designed to survive in. And pathogens that attack you can't get to you unless you bring in the things that are antigenic, anti your creation. And I just, it just hurts my heart to hear all of this stuff about looking for the magic pill. There is no magic pill. There's just the magic will. So in all my years in the laboratory and in my experience in educating people on illness, all I see from my fellows is just bloviation. It's all designed to make them look good, to get them to qualify for a Nobel Peace Prize right along with Barack Obama. And the same nonsense goes on and on and on. In fact, the answer is in Genesis, and that's it.
Okay. Real good, Jim. Well said. Anything else?
That's it. If you have the courage, you call me, and I'll, how do you say, readjust your attitudes.
Okay.
Using the microscope and the creator of that microscope.
Okay. Real good, Jim. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Our next caller is Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Y'all.
Hello, Sherry.
Good morning.
Sherry, on the air. Yep.
Talking about this current test that they're doing with these vaccines, if they are truly running a test and giving some placebos. According to the stuff I've been reading on vaccines, and this is particularly what they do with testing childhood vaccines. Sometimes they give the whole vaccine to one group, and then they give everything except the antigen to the other group, everything that was in the vaccine. Sometimes they will use for the placebo a vaccine that's already been approved. So who knows what they're doing if they're giving some people placebos? Are they using a flu vaccine?
Well, I believe it's completely unethical and maybe even illegal unless people are volunteering to be a test subject to give them the real deal or a placebo. Jeff, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I don't know where people would get that idea. That would be, I mean, if people were given a placebo and got sick and found out about it, I mean, the lawsuit, they wouldn't be covered by that kind of behavior.
Right. I'm pretty sure, and I'm going to ask for a response from you, Leon, also. They cannot and will not give placebos unless people volunteer to be part of an experiment. And what do you think there, Leon?
Yeah, that's my understanding as well, is that, they don't have that possibility. So if H is wanting to do that, then he's definitely putting them in a lot more liability and tort action.
Absolutely. Anything else there, Sherry?
Yeah, John, when this first came out, all this stuff about this COVID, they were saying that this COVID spike deal that they were showing before they even had the vaccine was latching on to the ACE receptor sites. And I know the only thing I really had heard about ACE receptor sites in relation to some blood pressure medicines where they work on what they call ACE inhibitors. So do you have any knowledge of, because I heard that Cynthia McKinney the other day has written a book on this, and she just happened, I guess her book's been out about a year now, but it just hadn't gotten any press, but she's got a book out on COVID. And she just happened to be over there in China for another reason about the same time, and I think a little before, all this stuff started breaking in 2019. But she mentioned that, and I was wondering, do you have any understanding on, because I know that you have said that some people, it seems to be people with type A blood that seem to be particularly susceptible, but
right.
I think
people with type A blood do get a lot sicker than people that have other blood types. That's true.
Because I think type A and type O are the two most prevalent types
they
of
are,
blood.
They are. Type A is about 40% of the population. Type O is
that's what
about
I was thinking.
Same.
Yeah.
Right.
But what do you know anything about this ACE receptor stuff? Have you read
I can't really comment intelligently on it, Sherry. I don't know enough to comment intelligently on that topic.
All right. That's all I had. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Next, we go to Jim in Kansas. Good morning, Jim.
Clint
Hold on,
Richardson.
Jim, we got our last break. We got our last break.
Okay.
Be quick. Hold on, Jim.
All right.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Jim, you need to make it quick. We're almost out of time, sir.
Clint Richardson used to have a program on RBN, and he gave away books called The Straw Man, The Real Story of Your Artificial Person, and it has information in it which makes that act of 1666 make more sense. And I will sign off now and let people remember Clint Richardson, Strawman, strawmanstory.com is where you need to go. Bye.
Okay, sounds good. Well, we'll do our summary here. We'll start with Leon to summarize his thoughts for the day and the week, and then we'll go to Jeff. Go ahead, Leon.
Well, I agree with you in your proper tip of the day, and continue getting the information out to people and sharing it. And obviously, the people who've already made the decision to take the kill shot, that's their choice. And all we can do is protect ourselves from them if they have the, you know, if they're producing and expelling spike proteins. And, you know, we definitely need to isolate ourselves in that regard. And like Mike talks about, right now we're in the third phase of governmental control. Now we're going to be moving to fourth and fifth, which becomes kinetic, where they're using, you know, mandated and visiting your house. So I would definitely say continue reading up and learning more. And just like Dr. Brower's information is very good as well. So thank you.
It is. Yeah, I talked to Dr. Brower the other day over the weekend. Okay. Jeff, your summary for the day, sir.
I think we should be watching, now that we're into June, we should be watching the news with Russia and China to see what's going to happen in the Middle East. They moved an aircraft carrier now to the Middle East. So that's something to watch. Those are the hot spots. And if we want to know how the summer's going to play out, we're going to pretty much find out in the next couple.
Right. Well, if they want to do some kind of land-based war, this would be the time to do it, because the fields have dried up enough to support the tanks and so forth, haven't they, Jeff?
Sometimes in Eastern Europe, when they've had a wet, cold, spring, it's the second half of June. So
okay. That's close. Yeah. 2 weeks away. Yep.
There's the word from the government is they're expecting action against Ukraine by the middle of August, but you know, who knows if that's right.
Amazing. Well, Jeff, thank you, sir. We'll have you back tomorrow morning. And Leon, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next week. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Okay, guys. Okay, thank you. All right. Fast-changing world, to say the least. Each successive week seems to be just a bit more bizarre than the week before. It turns out the Red Cross is not across the board rejecting people with the COVID vaccinations, but there are guidelines that are special for people with the vaccination. So that's, if you want to donate blood to the Red Cross, there are guidelines that they'll want you to go by before you donate blood to the Red Cross, and if you've had the vaccination, the COVID vaccinations. So I agree with Leon and Jeff. We need to be aware of what's going on, pay attention to what's going on, and be ready. Be ready. That's the hope right there, is to be ready. And remember who's in charge, our Lord Jesus. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your engine cleaning essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.